How's it going, everybody? Andrew Zarian here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. on Saturdays with Jim Valley, and Sundays with me. Happy WrestleMania Sunday, everybody. This is night two coming up shortly. Night one was last night. I have a lot of opinions on this. My producer and I were chatting right before this started, and we have two very different opinions of this show. Love to get your feedback on this. A lot of news coming out of this week. You know, it's not just about WWE during WrestleMania weekend. It's everybody else that's running shows and the 500 wacky matches that you're going to see. There was one that stood out to me. Non-WWE match. Minoru Suzuki and Butterbean in possibly one of the worst matches of the week. Don't knock at Butterbean, man. You know, if you follow him and you see what they've been doing with him and DDP, it's amazing. This man was hunched over and couldn't walk, and he had a wrestling match with Minoru Suzuki. Not a good one, an atrocious one, but a match. Huge accomplishment. Also, there were a lot of other stuff that happened, so we'll touch on. But big story last night, obviously. Two big ones. One was WWE purchasing AAA. Mexican promotion AAA. And the other was the pay-per-view and the main event and the Paul Heyman situation. This was a mixed bag for me. And generally this happens when you extend a pay-per-view into two nights, you're going to have some matches that don't hit as well. That existed here. It wasn't a perfect show whatsoever, but was it a fun time? Absolutely. I had a blast watching. My kids had a blast watching. It's a spectacle. Would I say thumbs in the middle? No, I wouldn't say thumbs in the middle. It's above middle. But we'll break that all down when we come back. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. WrestleMania weekend happening. A couple things I wanted to touch on before. A lot of people have been asking where I've been. I've been very quiet on social media for the last couple of weeks. I have not been doing any shows. And that's because, and I'll show you guys, I'm an old man now. Don't judge me on my boyish, youthful looks. I'm an old man. You see all of this? This is to solve me of my old man disease. Do you know what that old man disease is, MG?
I've heard this before. It's something called gout.
Gout. Mm. Gout. I have been punished with what, by bad decisions I've made in my life with gout. I had a terrible flare up where my knee, I can't even describe the pain. It's like, you know, the thumbtack spot. Imagine right. That going right into your bones, not in your back. Mm. It just goes right into your bones. It is the most brutal thing. I'm still suffering. Like I have yet to put on shoes, and it's 2 weeks. I can't put on shoes. My feet are destroyed. At least I could kind of function today, but I've been gone. I haven't been able to. Yeah. Josh at Wrestling Observer, he hosted the show last week, and he did a fantastic job. And I wanted to thank him for that because he's been clutch with a lot of these issues I've been having, but. When I disappear, that's why. And people are like, hey, how come you can't talk? It is almost impossible for me to put a thought together when I'm in that. So I apologize I haven't been here, but I just wanted to give you guys a little update as to why. I don't hate wrestling. Someone's like, oh, Andrew's done with wrestling. Never. I'll never be done with wrestling. Let's talk
about
this.
Trust me, he let us know yeah. Behind the scenes how much pain he was in.
So it's
legit.
It was really bad. This was really... I mean, I have four ruptured discs in my back. Nothing compared to this.
Right.
Because you can't walk. You can't do anything. Terrible. Let's talk about this. During the show, and this came as a surprise to many, but not our Dave Meltzer, WWE has announced that they have acquired AAA. Michael Cole revealed it during the pre-show that WWE had acquired Mexican Lucha Libre promotion AAA. They had... many luchadors standing behind them, including the Peña family, was sitting with them at the booth. There's no details on the announcement yet as far as, you know, terms of purchase, key terms, and company, you know, who's staying, who's leaving. But this would be the second promotion that WWE has acquired that is functioning. It's the first time since 2001 that they have purchased a promotion like this. In addition to this, they announced the Worlds Collide show, which is going to be teaming up with AAA and NXT. The show is set for Saturday, June 7th at the Kia Forum in LA. That's a big building. 13,000 people. 3 p.m. Eastern.
And they'll sell it out.
Why are they doing a 3 p.m. Eastern show that day? Is that a pay-per-view day? Is there another pay-per-view?
I just noticed that. I copied that over from what the Observer had, so I'm curious.
Is that a pay-per-view day? I mean, it could. I don't know what June 7th is. Take a look at the calendar while we're doing this. But very interesting. I think this is a new WWE, and I keep saying that every time that something like this happens. If you watch the show today, the presentation was larger than ever. These WrestleManias are becoming bigger and bigger. It's becoming a bigger spectacle. This is their Super Bowl. You know, they're in major stadiums now. It is evident, you know, and they're looking for something. And Dwayne posted, The Rock posted a photo of him with a Rubik's Cube in front of him with a New Japan shirt on. Is that next? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what that means for the world of professional wrestling. It's not necessarily anything positive. You know, I don't like a conglomeration where one company controls all aspects of the industry, but it's good for the talent. I don't know. Is it good for the talent? Are they going to be paid more? These are all questions that we're going to find out soon, but very interesting about this team up.
Before we started, from a production standpoint, I'm looking forward to what they'll be able to do with AAA, because their production has always been god awful. Like, it's hit or miss. You know, the audio's always off. They don't pay enough to have like live English commentators in the building.
Yeah.
So they're remoting in and it's off.
I think a lot of that is going to change.
Exactly. And that's for that standpoint, it might make it a better product overall. And that will help everybody from that standpoint. Now, talent, I don't know. You know, obviously, there's one big one that we should probably mention is their champion,
Alberto Del Rio.
I don't know how he is with WWE right now, but
apparently they're okay because at the end of the last Triple H show, which was I think yesterday.
Okay.
JBL ended the show by announcing the acquisition, and he called Mexico a third world country, and he praised Alberto Del Rio as being like a legend. So,
okay,
I have no clue what they're doing.
There's going to be a lot of questions to be answered over the next month.
A lot of questions. Mm-hmm. A lot of questions. We also had NXT yesterday. What was the general the conversation surrounding this show online? I watched it. I wanted to stay disconnected because I don't like forming an opinion based on everything else I'm reading. I want to form it based on, you know, so I was off social for both events.
Okay. So I got the sense that as far as NXT, for me, there was a lot of cool stuff, but it was an underwhelming show. It didn't live up to the old takeovers. You know, it just, for me, it wasn't as good as it could have been.
The Fatal 4-Way was good. The women's match was good. Yeah. Jordan Grace and Stephanie Vicaire and Julia, you know, that was and Jada Parker. That was good. The main event was a lot of spots. Obafemi is a star. Like that guy, he will do something positive.
Main roster,
but as far as the match, I mean, I felt that they were left exposed.
Yes. That's a good way of putting it.
You know, and I don't know if it was like jitters. Like, you know, by the way, Ricky Starks, Ethan Page, that was fine too. That was good too. Like the ones that you know are going to be
Saints.
Oh, Ricky Saints. I'm sorry, Ricky Saints. So sorry.
I know.
Okay. The ones that are, you know, that you would expect to kind of be solid were solid, but there was so much in between that you're like, oh man, this is still somewhat developmental. And I think it was the nerves the being in that smaller setting, that smaller setting on, you know, on CW for their weekly show. You don't really see it as much, but
put them in a 15,000 seat arena.
And they're not used to it. So I did not love this show. But again, I don't know what people thought. Maybe that was just how I was watching the show. But that main event really...
The ladder match, obviously was the worst.
Which one?
The ladder match.
The ladder match was not...
Clunky,
it's hard.
Very clunky.
Ladder matches are hard, especially for people that don't have the experience with them. You know, Sol Ruka won. Obafemi won, kept his title, by the way. That was a big one. Stephanie Vaquer kept hers. You know, there were
new tag team champs.
Ricky retained. So, I mean, but it just didn't hit. This did not hit for me. But it's WrestleMania weekend. Everybody's going to show, so it doesn't even matter.
Yep.
I guess if you go to this after you saw Butterbean and Minoru Suzuki, you're totally fine with what you're seeing. Or how about the doll? The doll Minoru wrestled. We'll talk about that too. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. We'll be back right after this. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. WrestleMania weekend. WrestleMania Night 2 coming up this evening. Do me a favor. Hit me up on X. Follow me on X. Now that I'm not suffering with this gout, I'll be more active, I promise. Little shout out before we go into Night 1. Joey Janela's spring break. Big story here. Sabu's retirement match. That was scary sad to watch. I love Sabu. I was a big fan of his. He was a big part of my teenage years of discovering FMW and discovering who Hayabusa was. I was a huge Sabu fan. He had his retirement match with Joey Janela, and that man at 60 years old tried to do everything. He went into the barbed wire. He fell out of the ring through the table. It was a wild, wild match. We also had the cluster match. I can't say the second word here on radio. Joey Janela spring break. And do you know who won? Brody Lee Jr.
Very cool they did that.
Yeah. Very cool. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there was so much more. And then Minoru Suzuki wrestled the doll. That was a way better match than that. I got to tell you, I give that thing 4 stars. If you're comparing it on the scale of the previous match he had, this man worked so hard to erase any memory of that Butterbean match with a doll. Let's talk about this. WrestleMania Night 1. Jelly Roll will begin with God Bless America. The
first
narration
of all, every big event that's happening in America, Jelly Roll has to sing on it, right?
Jelly Roll has to be at every event. Yeah, that's the rule. that comes straight from the White House. Jelly Roll has to be required to sing at every major thing. Isn't Talladega happening soon? Is he going to be there too?
Probably. Yeah. I would imagine. I don't know.
Yeah. Following that was a great narration by Dana White about Las Vegas and the history of fight sport in Las Vegas and wrestling and very cool. You know, Dana's very connected with Vegas. That's his territory. This was cool to see. Show began with the world title, Gunther and Jey Uso. This went about 16 minutes and 23 seconds. You know, this was, it was a weird match. This was not a typical Gunther match for sure.
They definitely did the whole having Jey use Gunther's moves to win his whole moveset. That was a choice. At the end of the day, though, I didn't. The ending was a little weird. It felt a little flat. Like Gunther should have fought more. When he was in the chokehold.
I didn't dislike this match. It was just different. And I don't know if they made it different because it was opening, you know, or certain things were going to happen in other matches and they wanted to kind of separate, you know, similar things that they do. Jey Uso won. He He's the new World Heavyweight Championship. Big celebration at the end. Did you see him in that press conference?
Oh yeah, he was. He might have had a few.
He couldn't put words together. And you know what, dude? You win the world title. Jey Uso was never
more power to it.
Right? Jey Uso was never destined to become a world champion. I don't think this man ever thought, you know, in his WWE career, until maybe recently, that he would ever become a world heavyweight champion in this company. Tremendous tag team, Hall of Fame level tag team, great program with the Bloodline, tremendous act. People love him. He was not destined to be world champion, but you know what? He got hot. People got into him. And now look at this. He's the world heavyweight champion. Fantastic. Great for him. That lineage of that family and their champion level, it's unbelievable. How many world champions
they had
did they
three.
Have? Roman,
oh, geez.
Rocky, Roman, Rocky,
mm-hmm.
Yokozuna.
Yokozuna.
And him, four.
We're talking world champions,
world
right?
champion, yeah.
Yeah, four. I think it's those four. It might
right,
be
that
like,
would be it. Amazing. Amazing. That's... Great legacy. Take your pills. Your alarm's going off.
Sorry.
The New Day defeated the War Raiders to win the World Tag Team Championship. I did not like the War Raiders gear. It looked like Muppetry.
Admittedly, I had to step out during this match, so I don't have a lot to say about it. I did see the ending, the cheat ending. That was the only thing about it.
Mm. It was short. A lot of these matches were short. This went about 9 minutes. You had the big blow-off between Jade and Naomi. Jade looked good.
She's thinned down a little, huh? She doesn't look as...
It's hard to keep that size. It's very difficult. Mm-hmm. And the injuries, the larger you get, the more prone you are to injuries. I mean, that's just how it is. You know, this was her WrestleMania match. They went about 9 minutes. Jade had to win this. But I'm really surprised they haven't continued this with more of... I honestly thought this was leading to something more.
I think it's going to play out after Mania more with, especially with Bianca.
What happens tonight? Yeah.
So, what do you think of Jim Cattatore or whatever his name is, the weather guy doing the intro for Jade? I thought it came off a little weird to me.
Because Jade is Storm.
Yeah, and they did they had him doing a weather spot.
Yeah,
and you could tell it was in front of a green screen. It didn't look. It didn't look natural. And it was.
They tried. They tried. I mean, they tried to call her Storm. I mean, she does. She does resemble Storm. I mean, you know, you remember her cosplay from like years ago.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
she
it's
really.
In her entrance. A storm is coming.
She is so impressive looking. I mean, really, there. You don't find too many people like that. There are no Jades out there.
No. Very, very few people like that.
The next match was my favorite of the night.
Kind of mine, too.
Jacob Fatu, LA Knight.
The main event was actually my favorite, but this one was...
The main event was
great.
But, yeah.
This was everything.
This went 10 minutes, 38 seconds. Jacob Fatu was so impressive. So impressive. That guy is so fast. Like, it's like he's like a half a second quicker than everybody else. For a guy his size, he moves so well.
The transitions
great.
From move to move.
Yep. He came out with that cool...
I think where it comes. Yeah.
He came out with that cool wolf mask. That was very cool how they did that. LA Knight looked good, and Jacob was the right guy to win this title. And this is, you know, this is showing... the progression of Jacob Fatu and what's going to happen with Solo Sikoa, and is Solo going to challenge him for the United States Championship? Is that the next program? Because he is over, Jacob.
Oh, yeah. Do you know the match I want to see?
What?
Give me this all day long. Obafemi, Jacob Fatu.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Give me that.
Oh, my God.
That's my dream
match. Big monster match. That's a big monster match.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I like this match a lot. This was a lot of fun. El Grande Americano came out with a humongous entrance. He was supposed to face Rey Mysterio.
Notes. Yeah, okay.
Rey Mysterio got hurt on Friday. What happened exactly, MJ?
I didn't see the entire spot, but I know that at the end he tore his groin.
That
so he's going to be on the
is
show.
It, for was it a hernia tear?
They didn't. I didn't get the specifics of it. I was listening to what Dave had to say this morning, and I'm not sure exactly.
Oh yikes! But yeah, that is that is very painful. That is a multi-month recovery. That was not good. But Ray Phoenix.
Too bad.
Too bad. Yeah, Ray Phoenix subbed in. This was his. I mean, you know what? You just come to the company and you got a WrestleMania match. Here you go, kid.
I think you a lot of people thought maybe Dragon Lee should have had this match.
That's
instead.
What everybody thought. Everybody was saying it should have been Dragon Lee. I mean, I guess it's fine. It was Ray Phoenix. It was okay. I mean, they went 7.5. They went almost 8 minutes. Vikingo was outside in the crowd, and he started shoving El Grande Americano before the match. So they had a moment.
Yeah. Which was interesting, they did the announcement on the AAA stuff. So Vikingo is going to be part of. He's going to be. I think he's going to be coming in. Quite
I think
frequently.
So too. Yeah, I think so too. You know, they made it very clear to let you know that he's a former champion in that company, and he's one of like the big stars, opposed to other people. You know, they could have done it with anybody else, but they're very fond on him. The story was the loaded mask again. He had a loaded mask. He got the win. This continues. The next match was the longest so far. This went 19 minutes, 10 seconds. Tiffany Stratton defeated Charlotte Flair to retain the women's the WWE Women's World Championship.
This is where you and I have difference of opinions. I think,
you like this match.
I liked it because it wasn't pretty. It was, you could tell that it was a struggle. And I think a lot of
it not a struggle by design. It was a struggle because it was a struggle.
yeah. And I guess that's what I liked about it. But it wasn't pretty. And just much like the buildup and the promos, Charlotte seemed to be calling it on the fly, and Tiffany was following the script. That's how I read it.
Yeah, and that's very difficult if you're not used to calling things in the match. I mean, listen, Charlotte is regardless of what people say about her, she is a tremendous professional wrestler. And Tiffany Stratton has improved astronomically. But the chemistry between these two, whether it was by design or not, came off not good. You know, sometimes you want to create that friction where like, oh, you know, it can get sloppy because they just dislike each other so much. I think it was the opposite. Or they've done a great job at telling us that these two hate each other. I want to pick this up when we come back. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Yeah, I want to pick up where we left off in the previous segment. But do me a favor. Hit me up on X. Follow me at Andrew Zarian. I was not a fan of this. The intro was fantastic, though. Tiffany Stratton came out. They turned the stage into a Barbie dream house. And she had holograms of herself on the two sides. You know what's really funny? I know the guy that invented this. During the pandemic, I had a client that was looking to be able to put on shows, musical performances here in New York. And they were asking me, like, how can we do this? Is there a way we could? And I found this company that creates those holograms. And I had reached out to them to find out how much it would be, you know, how much the device would cost to rent. And it was astronomical, and the client couldn't afford it. But they used that same hologram system that I had seen like 5 years ago. And I'm curious if they were also in contact with WWE at the time to see if they could do something with the holograms. But they had these two hologram setups where Tiffany was in the middle. They were in Barbie packaging. She looked incredible. Comes out. Charlotte came out with her, you know, with the Rolls Royce and the big intro. You know, the introductions were great. The match, not a fan of. This goes into the main event of night one. Triple threat match. Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, CM Punk with Paul Heyman. This went 32 minutes and 40 seconds. Seth Rollins comes out, flamethrower. Comes out in the Missy Misdemeanor Elliott garbage bag from her video from the 90s. takes it off. He's like in all white. He He looks like...
I was wondering why the blackout happened. I was like, why did they black it out?
Well, he switched into his Baby Billy Freeman, his Baby Billy Freeman outfit from Righteous Gemstones. That's what he switched into.
Great because if you think about it, he's wearing all white. And the fact, and when you think, you understand the ending, when you go, oh, that's how they ended, the white suit made a lot of sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He comes out first. Roman Reigns comes out looking like a Greek statue. This man is, his abs are incredible. He looks like a million bucks. Stupid, sexy Roman Reigns in that Vanity Fair article, hanging out with his short shorts.
Pink sweater.
And his sweater. Stupid, sexy Roman Reigns. He looked great, man. He looked incredible. And here comes CM Punk. Living Color plays him out to the ring. They happen to be in Vegas for a show.
That performance was really good. I mean, I wonder how much that was actually planned ahead of time.
I'm sure it was. But, I'm sure they figured it out.
Really good. Really strong.
So Living Color played him in. This match was a WWE triple threat main event in every possible way. A million kickouts, a million finishers. They teased the Shield spot at one point, and Roman would go up to do the powerbomb both guys through the announce table. There was a sharpshooter spot where Seth gave the finger to Punk, and they blacked out the screen. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Why?
We're on Peacock. We're not on live TV. That I didn't understand. But also, did you notice that how much they were telling you that those announce tables were indestructible, only to have Roman just crush them both within 30 seconds of each other?
Oh, yeah, the new announce tables, yeah. these are reinforced steel, magnesium, titanium, and here
like
comes Roman.
Big pieces of plastic. Yeah. That's what they looked like.
The sharpshooter spot was obviously a clear homage to Austin and Brett that got inducted in the Hall of Fame the night before. That went on till 4 o'clock in the morning Eastern. Oh. Did you stay up for that?
I got to the Shawn Michaels introducing Triple H, and then
when they kissed, did you see them kiss?
No,
lips.
I missed the kiss. I missed the kiss. I didn't even get that far. That was
right
weird.
On the lips.
I saw that. I saw that, and I was like, what are we doing? But anyway.
I'm going to do that to you when I see you. That's how I'm going to start greeting you in front of.
Well, that's
before
different. That's
yeah,
totally
I'm going to get
different.
A hologram of you, like the one that Tiffany had, and I'm just going to do. I'm going to keep you right behind me, and I'm just going to give you a little peck every time I see you.
There you go.
This was, obviously, put him in a sharpshooter. The end sequence started when Paul Heyman got the chair, and he didn't know who to slide it to. So he would slide it to Punk. He would go behind Punk and hit him with a low blow. Then he passes the chair.
Talk about Roman's facial.
Oh, so good.
How he was just so incensed when that happened. And then only to see it turn. It was like, great.
Yeah. We literally did this on Mat Men or Beyond the Bell a couple of weeks ago where we broke down, like, this is how it's going to end. Paul Heyman's going to turn and is going to join Seth Rollins. That really seemed to be the big blow off here. Some people thought it would be Brock Lesnar coming in. Saw a lot of that chatter throughout the week. So he hits him with a low blow. Roman gets the chair. Roman hits Punk, lays him out, goes to hit Seth Rollins. Paul Heyman hits him with the low blow of a lifetime and even did the wiggle. The low blow with the wiggle that adds even more damage to the low blow.
Yes, if you move your hand around just a little bit.
Just a little bit. It makes it even worse. Rollins would hit the stomp onto Roman for the win.
So
and
did
now
you see
the question
the
is,
little,
where do we go?
Did you see the little where Seth held his hand out without looking at Paul? Like, okay, now give me the chair. So they had actually planned this out ahead of time.
Yeah.
They made it look like that. This was predetermined or premeditated, so to speak.
So this was the end of night one. Mm-hmm. Overall, very good match. I enjoyed it.
Excellent.
It was excellent. It was an excellent match. You have three of the best people that perform in professional wrestling performing. You know, three of the 10 or whatever you want to do, but It just shows you, you know, Punk, this guy, 40-something years old, got his main event and is in the mix. And I thought it was a fantastic match. But now where do you go? That's what we're going to find out. Maybe we'll get some answers shortly in a couple hours. Here's some other notes. Shawn Michaels, on 1 hour of sleep, by the way, because that 5 a.m. call time was not fun for these guys for NXT. he announced that it was a sellout of 61,467. WrestleTix at 9 a.m. By the way, WrestleTix on Patreon and on X. You should follow him if you're into numbers like this. Said that the ticket distribution number was 56,000. Was just under 56, and the setup was for 57. So a little discrepancy there. All right.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
listen,
them.
It's WWE numbers.
They count the vendors. They count the people in the parking lot. They count the guy.
The one mile radius. Yeah. People want. Yeah. Yeah. They went. They counted people at Sapphire. They counted people at Live Nightclub. They counted people in the Fountain Blue. Rey Fénix, Jacob Fatu, and Tiffany Stratton all made their first WrestleMania appearances with wins also, which was Rey Fénix did not win. I'm so sorry. Jacob Fatu and Tiffany won. Rey lost. This was their WrestleMania debut.
That was my bad.
That's okay. It happens. Mm-hmm. Night two. Let's go down this really quickly before we run out of time here. Randy Orton has an open challenge. Who will it be? I don't know. Who do you think? Do you have a guess?
It's Rusev Day.
Ah, you know what? I would love that if it's Rusev Day. He's there.
Yeah, he's in town. I mean, they're all in town. And, I mean, there's been a lot of speculation it's Aleister, but I'm going that way. Because they made it clear that it wasn't Solo by what they did on SmackDown.
Yeah.
So they kind of had him go in that with the Fatu angle with Jacob. Yeah. So
you got AJ Styles and Logan Paul. I'm going to go with Logan Paul for the win here.
I think that's the way they should go.
Yeah.
Even though I really would love AJ to win.
But. Me too. I don't know what's going on with AJ. How much time does he have in his contract? Everybody said that I said apparently that he was going to AEW. I never said that ever once.
Well, Karrion Kross and AJ Styles feud is incoming. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
That's where they're headed with that. Yeah. So if Logan wins, Karrion's going to be mad at AJ for not winning the match. And
Sin City Street Fight, Drew McIntyre, Damian Priest. I think Drew should take this, even though I love Damian.
So the rumor is Slayer is in town.
And Damian is doing
the... entrance may happen. Yeah.
He's the host for the Slayer concert coming up, so... I think they'll do something big there. Who isn't a fan of Slayer? WWE Women's Tag Team Championship, Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez defend against Bayley. Nope. Injured. And Lyra Valkyria. So someone is coming in for Bayley's spot. People are very upset. And she is not injured, by the way. They pulled her.
Yeah, and I don't know why.
I don't know. Mercedes left a comment on X regarding it.
Call me or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, alluding.
So the big rumor is it's Becky, even though Becky said she's not wrestling anytime soon.
All right, whatever. Okay. I'd rather feel bad for Bayley if this was a last minute pull the rug under her type situation. By the way, did you see Liv Morgan at the Live Nightclub? I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, and we shouldn't. This is a PG show.
Yeah, we have a PG show. WWE Intercontinental Championship. This may be the match of the night, really. Braun Breaker. I'm looking forward to this so much because this is exactly what the IC title picture should be. Braun Breaker, Penta, Finn Balor, Dominic in a four-way. I'm very much looking forward to this. I think any one of those guys could win the title and it could be a big moment. I think Dominic is a guy that is going to become an IC champion at one point. Penta, maybe a little too soon.
Trigger now.
I think they should. I think they really should because that adds to the Finn Balor and the Dominic problem.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or he costs the title.
Yeah, and then at some point, and then obviously we're going to get the Finn Balor Dominic feud. So and Dom's going to turn babyface at some point. And depending on how
my daughter loves him. My daughter has a crush on
Dominic.
Yeah,
he's very likable.
When she was so tickled by him when they met, and he's incredible. My daughter hates CM Punk because of Dominic. So funny. Hates him. Women's World Championship on the line. Io Sky defends against Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley in a triple threat match. I think Rhea should win this. I think Rhea's been a tremendous ambassador for this company and a tremendous champion for this company. Universally beloved.
See, I don't think she needs a title. That's my opinion.
Yeah. And the main event, Undisputed Champion, Cody Rhodes defends against Bad Boy John Cena. A lot of questions here with this. Where is The Rock? Does he come into play here? Does Cena beat, you know, there's so much happened. Does Cena beat Ric Flair's record?
This will be overbooked to no ends, in my opinion.
I'm going with John Cena winning.
All the bells and whistles are coming out. Me too.
I'm going with John Cena winning. Looking forward to this match. I'm very intrigued by it. Night two looks really good. But you know, two nights back to back, you're gonna have some matches that normally wouldn't be on a WrestleMania card. But this looks really good for night two. I don't have complaints about this, and they could put on a hell of a show here. The interest level has been more into night two than night one, obviously, and generally always is. But a lot of questions surrounding this main event. Exciting stuff. Final segment coming up. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Final segment of the show. WrestleMania weekend. WrestleMania is about to start here. Any other notes that I missed? Any other big things happened this weekend that I missed here?
Not really.
A lot of good shows. Just a lot of good wrestling.
Bloodsport. There was a lot of Bloodsport.
Yeah,
shows.
I want to touch on that. I got to tell you. That is my new favorite thing. The homage to Catch as Can Wrestling in 2025, and the fact that these shows are always fun and they're incredible, it just shows you, you know, the uniqueness of professional wrestling and how you know you could have such different styles. Now, is this something that you could watch every single week? I don't know, but you know what? 13 shows they've done, and all of them have been so intriguing. Natalya looked like $1 million. I love that these guys and girls are able to go and join these indies and put on these matches, do something unique and different. And it only helps a character.
We had a friend of ours call it the DMZ zone of professional wrestling.
Yeah, somebody, one of our friends called it the DMZ zone of professional wrestling. I very interesting. Very interesting stuff. AEW, by the way, had a great, and it's unfortunate we can't talk about it because so much has passed, but last Wednesday, AEW may have had one of their best Dynamites ever. Tremendous.
With one of the best women's matches I've ever seen, to be honest with you.
Fantastic. Yeah. That women's match, that Athena and Mercedes match to open that show was remarkable. Very cool venue. Very good show. Arguably, probably the best show they've done as far as Dynamite goes. And they passed WCW Nitro with 289 episodes of Dynamite. Major milestone for that company. Wednesday, they're going to continue the Owen Hart Foundation semifinals. Chris Statlander, Jamie Hayter. Young Bucks also versus Speedball Mike Bailey and Kevin Knight. We are out of time. Enjoy WrestleMania. See you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.